leukemia. When you're 4 years old, the word doesn't mean anything. All I knew was that one day I was well, and the next day I was in the hospital where doctors were sticking long needles in my spine and steel rods in my hip to find out what was wrong with me. Within 4 weeks, I had been in and out of the hospital several times. I lost all my long blonde hair, and my thin body became bloated. The next 2.5 years, I still had painful bone marrow tests, spinal taps, and chemotherapy. After these treatments were over, I lived a normal life for a year. Then, at a routine checkup, I found out that I had relapsed. I began another 2.5 years of chemotherapy. Since it was stronger this time, the treatment itself could have killed me at any time. At the age of 7, I wondered if I was going to die. But my mother assured me that no matter what, Jesus would take care of me. And at that time, I asked him to come into my heart. And again, I lived a normal life for a year. Just before my 11th birthday, I was told that I had relapsed again. I knew in my heart that God was in control. The only chance of life now was a bone marrow transplant from my brother Chad. On the 4th and last day of radiation, before I received my brother's bone marrow, I knew I had no strength left to fight. I knew I was going to die. I prayed that God would do his will in my life, and before I said amen, I felt an inner strength throughout my body. I wanted to jump up and down, but my physical body was too weak. I am now 19 years old, 8 years post-transplant, and considered cured. There is no medical reason why I am alive, and doctors are proud to call me a miracle child. As for me and my family, even though life has been difficult at times, we can honestly say that God is good and his mercy and grace lasts forever.